السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again it is a majlis of zikr, and by now each and every one of you is well aware that this majlis is to light up the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The purpose of this majlis is not academic discussions. We are living in a world of fitnas, mischief, corruption, fasad. Everybody is complaining of the mischief, the corruption, the fasad that is existing in this world. And it is increasing by the day. As we come closer and closer to Qiyamah, this facade and these fitnas are on the increase. Nobody is safe from these fitnas. Neither is the Haramain Sharifain safe from the fitnas, nor are our masajid and madaris and khanqas and darul ulum safe from the fitnas. So then where can our homes and our bazaars and marketplaces be safe from the fitnas? If these institutions of deen, if these great masajid, or when the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madina, Tayyiba, and the Harams itself, the Mataf, where we make Tawaf, behind the Muqam Ibrahim, Safa and Marwa, Minam, and Arafat, which was a place for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Rahmat to descend, and the rains of Rahmat to pour, even there, those who have been for Hajj, they know that how much of fitnas now prevail. That is the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that with the barakat of the istighfar and the tawbah and the du'as and the nadamat and the shame and the crying of the Allah wala's day and the awliya and those who are the abdals and the qutubs and the ghaws, of their crying and their tears and all the angels that gather, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives sinful ones like us also if we have to be there. But if you have to look around and if anyone knows what is really happening there, then it is sufficient evidence. There's no need for any evidence or any proof that fitnas are even there. The different kinds of fitnas. Fitnas does not mean only one kind of fitna. We are taking it the extended meaning of fitna and fasad. Don't we have abundant amount of ghibat in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah? In fact, that's the place they say, now we've got all the time in the world, what else must we do? Sit down and gossip. Don't we have plentiful of lustful glances being cast there? Don't we have such kind of things happening there which will please no one but shaitan? Don't we have all the musical tones on different people's cell phones in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah, in the Haramain, Sharifain. Don't we have all the watching of the Haram on the television screens in the hotel rooms of Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Tayyibah? And so many other things. So therefore what I am saying is that if these Mubarak lands and places cannot be safe from these fitnas, then where will our bazaars, marketplaces and schools and colleges be safe from fitnas? You can multiply that 100 times or even more in certain places and certain areas. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not make anything compulsory which is impossible. He will never make anything compulsory which is impossible. So He has made taqwa farz, it's compulsory, so therefore we cannot say that it's impossible to stay away or to restrain ourselves from these different kinds of fasad and fitna that is prevalent in the different places. So now what is it that will make us remain away from those fitnas? Or give us the himmat and the courage to restrain ourselves from those fitnas. Temptation will be with everybody. Temptation, if there is no such thing as temptation, then there is no such thing as taqwa. Nobody can say Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is a very muttaqi person. He's got a lot of taqwa in him. We can say that they are masoom. La yasoon Allah ma amarahum wa yafqaloon ma yumarun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created them out of noor, light. They cannot disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever order, hukam, command they are given, they obey. If they are told remain in sajda all your life, they remain in sajda all their lives. If they are told remain in ruku in all your life, or make tasbih all your life, then different farishtas and angels are engaged in different kinds of ibadah. They don't get tired. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given them that kind of life. So there's no temptation. Which farishta is going to be tempted to commit any kind of sin? So it is only the human being or the jinn kind. For the human beings, there will be a lot of temptations. But the stronger the temptation, the person will have to exercise stronger resistance. And the stronger the resistance, the more the noor of taqwa. Temptation will come. We must not purposely go towards temptation. Or those areas where you are going to be tempted. A person purposely goes near the fire and then he says, I'm feeling the heat of the fire. So then we will say, why must you go near the heat? Nobody forced you. But if the person just happens to pass by a place where there is huge fire, so then we will say, try and run from there. Get away to the cooler, shaded areas. Go away to some place where there's air conditioning and cool yourself. Why remain in such a place? That is fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the stronger the temptation, the stronger the resistance break has to be applied. And when that happens, then it will generate more taqwa, more noor of taqwa. Burn those desires, the evil passions and desires. Burn them in the furnace of taqwa. Use it as fuel. And when it is burnt, then you will get the noor of taqwa. Hydroelectric schemes, the stronger the force of the water, the more electricity is generated. So people get worried about temptation coming into the heart. Its coming is not an issue. Its bringing is an issue. Why purposely bring it? If it comes on its own, let it come and go. Why entertain it? Why give it more time than it should be in that area of the heart which is supposed to be for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Allah ta'ala's muhabbat and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ishq and muhabbat. All other love is because of this love of Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If Allah ta'ala's love is there, then Allah ta'ala says, love your parents, we love our parents. He says, love your children, we love our children. Allah ta'ala says, acquire halal livelihood and sustenance and we're going to acquire it. Now all these material and worldly things will also become ibadat if it is done in the right manner according to Sharia. So that is not an issue, that it just comes. But to bring it purposely and to entertain it, which we do, that is where the problem arises. And then we say, I cannot stay away, I cannot resist. I don't have the himmat. I am addicted. Now all these are just excuses, because if a person is held up, Allah Ta'ala prohibit and protect, and a gun is put at his head whilst he was watching some porn site or watching some filthy video or some filthy DVD, and at that time some burglars entered the house and pointed the guns, then every person will run from there or scream and shout, and Allah and Hamim la yunsaroon, everybody will think of it. Where is that addiction now gone? Where is that addiction gone? So it is a clear cut issue that Allah Ta'ala has given us the himmah. But then Allah being Allah is so merciful, so forgiving, so kind, that, oh my banda, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No matter how far you may have gone, no matter what sins you may have committed, but as long as you make a firm pledge not to return to it, and if it is the rights of people, you fulfill it, and the qazas, you start making it, and you are repentant, you are sorry, you regret, why did I do this? Why did I do this? So then inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive. And He will open the road. He will open the road for the person. Aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye. Kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. Such kind of people with such kind of tawbah, they will reach great heights. And those who made some ibadat and got pride and arrogance in them, they will go right down flat. So this is not a place for arrogance and pride and ujub. This is a place for humility. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raises those who have humility. The person who cries for and does not brag about his sins. He does not propagate his sins. At present we are in a very dangerous zone. And that is that we are engaged in propagation of our sins. We propagate it. That means whatever I do, you must also do. And if you don't do that wrong, then I'm unhappy with you. So therefore I want my children to also do the same wrongs that I do. I want my friends to do the same wrongs that I do. I want my family to do the same wrongs that I do. And then we go one step further after that, that we even are quite happy if our names appear in the newspapers, that we were seen at this khuda na khasta, at this nightclub, at this cinema, at this theater, holding this girl's hand and holding that woman's hand and dancing, singing, or watching some show, or at a premiere. All these type of things, we are extremely happy. If you even show those photographs around, did you see my picture in the newspaper? Did you see? If you didn't see, was open to page 357, you'll see it there. And afterwards, again the person wants to know, it was the picture clear there. And they themselves, they will cut and paste in their albums. They appeared on certain day in certain newspapers. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us from becoming arrogant and persistent and challenging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might and power and qudrat. If accidentally something happened like that, the person must have it. Shame and nadamat. And telephone the people and say that, make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make me maaf. I should not have been in that place. Shaitan and nafs tempted me and I ended up. So in that way Allah Ta'ala will also make maaf. ND602594. Remove your card. So we'll read on Naat Sharif. And before that on arrogance. Pride. Some youngsters got onto a boat. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives an example. He says some youngsters, they got onto a boat. And on that boat was a very simpleton sailor. He used to ply the boat from this end to that end. That's all he knew, nothing else. Now these youngsters, they had a little bit of knowledge, so they start making a fool of him. Now the boat start going deeper into the ocean. So they started making a fool of him. One student asked him that, Did you learn grammar? He says, no, I didn't learn any grammar. He says, well, then you wasted your time. Then another one asked him, you learned geology. He said, what is geology? It is the name of some animal in the Kruger National Park, or what is it? He says, no, I didn't learn geology. So he said, well, then you wasted your time. Another person asked him, you learned engineering? He said, no. He said, well, you wasted half your life. They carried on like that, making a joke of him. And then suddenly the waves start rising high. And the ship was now in danger of sinking. And the passengers were in danger of drowning. So now he asked them that, did you learn swimming? He said, no, we didn't learn swimming. He says, well, now you lost your whole life. I lost my half life, but you lost your whole life now. Because the only thing that will save you now is if you had learned swimming. That's the only thing that will save you now. Now the lesson from there we take, that there's nothing wrong in this world. You become engineers, teachers, lawyers, scientists, and you become philosophers and become everything. But it's not going to save us in the akhirat, in the qabr, over the pool sirat. It's not going to save us if we haven't learned how to swim. If we haven't learned how to swim in this world, the ocean is very deep. Like the person has learned how to swim, meaning that the person has learned how to make his salat, how to give zakat, how to keep fast, how to make hajj. The person knows the laws and etiquettes and teachings of Islam and Sharia. The person knows the laws of nikah, talaq, buying and selling. The person knows all the other masail that are relevant and applicable to him in his field of life, and he applies it according to the Quran and Sunnah, then it means that he has learned how to swim. And if he has learned how to swim, then inshallah he will go through the qabr and go through akhirat and go and sail into Jannat inshallah. Then he will sail into Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of amal. As I mentioned last week also, that lots of people are now going to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Tayyibah, Ziyarat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the other night we heard about Makkah, Mukarramah, Kaabatullah Sharif and Tawaf and Safa Marwa. Now tonight once again picture yourself at the Rosa Mubarak. Hazrat Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib Ludhiani Rahmatullahi, when he was at the Rosa Mubarak, that is where he recited this beautiful Salat and Salam. We will not have much explanation tonight because of the time factor. And you can join me when it comes to Alayka Salatu Alayka Salam. Remember, this is being recited there. Therefore the words are alayka salatu alayka salam. But in poetry, and it is also permissible. Aytu khayrul bashar, aytu khayrul anam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam, dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Tere altaaf saare jahan par huye, tere sab faisle aasmaan par huye, teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam rahmat wa zuhur. All the worlds Mufassirin have mentioned 18,000 different worlds Allah Ta'ala has created. And they would not have been created if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had not desired to send Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam as the last and the final messenger into this world. And if Allah Ta'ala had not desired to send Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam into this world. So therefore all the worlds, they enjoy the rahmat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is the world of the fish or the world of the angels of the world of the creatures of the insects of the human beings of the jinn kind of mankind, whatever kind it may be. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmat is over all. Rahmat for the weak, rahmat for the strong, rahmat for the black, rahmat for the white. Rahmat for the rulers, rahmat for the citizens, rahmat for those who are learned and rahmat for even those who are illiterate. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmat for everyone. If we have to ponder and reflect, it was rahmat even for the kuffar and for the mushrikeen and the yahood and the nasara, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed them the way to Jannah. So that is his rahmat. He showed them the way that this is the road that will take you to Jannah. So if a person is showing you the right road to your destination, the place that you want to go to, you ask somebody, which way must I go? And he shows you the right road. So he's a rahmat. Now if you don't take the right road and take the wrong road, then you must blame yourself. We must blame ourselves if we don't take the right road. But he was rahmat for the sinful ones and rahmat for the pious and the righteous. Rahmat for everyone. Tere altaf sare jahan par huye, tere sab faisle aasma par huye. Wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no decision of his, no judgment of his, any kind of dispute or argument or anything that existed. In every matter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fasla and decision was according to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision. There was no question of review business. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's decision has to be reviewed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all fastlas was according to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam and command. Tere sab faisle aasma par hue. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam. In every talk of yours, in every discussion of yours, in every hadith of yours, in every walk of yours, in every gathering of yours, in every speech of yours, in your silence, in everything, it is a khuda ka payam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's not only his speech, in any aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam life you look at, there is nothing but payam. There is some kind of message, there is some kind of direction when you should remain silent, when you should cry, when you should laugh, when you should be cheerful and smiling, when you should be making salat, when you should be making zikr and tilawat, for everything Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a paigham.
Tere altaf sare jahan par huwe, tere sab faisle aasma par huye, teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Tujhko mehraj mein jo mili rafate, aisi phir na kisi ko mili azmate, tu bana hai sabhi anbiya ka imam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam.
The heights that you reached in Miraj, no Nabi reached, no angel reached. Even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam at Sidratul Muntaha, he had to stop. And also you were made the imam of all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam in the namaz that you made in Aqsa. It was clearly shown to everyone that you are Sayyidul Anbiya. what heights, what glory, what shan. Ah, what a Nabi Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to us. Ummats were desirous, Anbiya were desirous to be Ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And this is the appreciation that we show.
Tujhko miraj mein jo mili rafate, aisi phir na kisi ko mili azmate, tu bana hai sabhi anbiya ka imam, alayka salatu, alayka salam, alayka salatu, alayka salam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Ishq mein tere jo bhi hua mubtala, ishq mein tere jo bhi hua mubtala, tujh pe phir jaan o dil se hua wo fida, dil ki sab dhadkanon mein basa tera naam, alayka salatu, alayka salam, alayka salatu, alayka salam, alayka salatu, alayka salam, alayka salatu, alayka salam, alayka salatu, alayka salam.
Whoever got the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart, even though they came from backgrounds of kufr and shirk, and some of them were from the munafiqeen and nasara and yahood, but when they accepted Islam upon the hands of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then look at their ishq and muhabbat to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ah, we will never find people of that muhabbat and that ishq that the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Read their sacrifices. Read the hikayat of sahaba or the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah. We can't even imagine that such kind of ishq and muhabbat. And then thereafter until the day of Qiyamah, whosoever will have ishq and muhabbat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will see a different life. The person's life will be totally different. There will be noor in the person's life. People that will come into contact with the person. People who will trade with him. People who will travel with him. People who will engage in some kind of discussion with him. In everything they will find that ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The noor of that heart which is filled with the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will permeate in the atmosphere. Look at the life. 70 sahabas gave their lives in the battle of Uhud. 70 sahabas. Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se, sabak leke paabande dastoor hoonga. It's as if they wrote the history of Islam with the blood. In the ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at those sahab. They prepared to take the arrows upon themselves, but they were not prepared that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be suffering any kind of injury or hurt. But of course Allah Ta'ala's mashiyat, and it happened.
Ishq mein tere jo bhi hua mubtala, tujh pe phir jaan o dil se hua wo fida, dil ki sab dhadkanon mein basa tera naam, alayka salatu, alayka salam, alayka salatu, alayka salam,
alayka salatu alayka salam.
Husn mein tujhsa saare jahan mein nahi, fazl mein tera hum sar zama mein nahi, ho kisi mein kahan tujhsa husne kalam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam.
Husn mein tujhsa saare jahan mein. There's no one with that kind of beauty that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to you. In greatness and in kamal and in perfection, nobody can match you. Where can anybody have that kind of speech and the husn in that speech and the beauty in that speech that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to you? Alayka salatu alayka salam.
Husn mein tujhsa saare jahan mein nahi, fazl mein tera hum sar zama mein nahi, ho kisi mein kahan tujhsa husne kalam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. 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 Ishq o masti ki manzil teri zaat hai, meri sochon ka haasil teri baat hai, jinno inso malak sab hai tere ghulam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam.
Jinnat, insan, farishta, everyone is a ghulam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the master. Ishq o masti ki manzil teri zaat.
Teri sohbat mein jo bhi koi a gaya, raaz wo maarifat ke sabhi pa gaya. Teri sohbat mein jo bhi koi a gaya, raaz wo maarifat ke sabhi pa gaya. Hai sahaba sabhi tere aali maqam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam.
Whosoever came into your sohbat and your company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raaz wo maarifat ke sabhi paak. The moment they became, they pledged their allegiance and became Muslims, they gave their hands into Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Mubarak hands. Look at their status and position. In a state of iman, if a person just had one glance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he became a sahabi. All the awliya of the world cannot reach the status of the lowest of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sahabi. What kind of raaz of marifat, secrets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and marifat and Allah ta'ala's greatness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened up a flood of film for them. Which universities and colleges did they go to study? Which universities? Did Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu go? Which college did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu go and qualify in? That he ran a government over 2/3 of the then known world. Which college did he want to study? Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, Sahaba-e-Kiram, their college, their university, their Darul Uloom, everything was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sahaba.
Allah. تیری صحبت میں جو بھی کوئی آ گیا راز وہ معرفت کے سبھی پا گیا اے صحابہ سبھی تیرے عالی مقام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکون تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکون اس کی لذت و فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکون اس کی لذت و فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں کہہ کے صلی علی جاں کا ہو اختتام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام. The tranquility, the peace, the sukoon that I found in my heart when I stand at your Rosa Mubarak, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The enjoyment, the excitement, the ecstasy, how can I ever explain in words? The vocabulary of the languages of the world is insufficient to explain that excitement, that enjoyment, that ecstasy that a person gets when he's standing at the Rosa Mubarak of the greatest after Allah. So therefore he says, Tere dar pe keh ke salli ala jaan ka ho ikhtitam. My heart's desire is, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whilst I'm reading Salat and Salam at your Rosa Mubarak, the angel of death must extract my soul. My last breath must be at your Rosa Mubarak. My Salatul Janaza must be in the Masjid An-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my burial must be in Baqi. He said, that's my desire. Tere dar pe jo aake mila hai sukoon, اس کی لذت و فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں کہہ کے صلی علی جاں کا ہو اختتام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام تیری معراج عرش بری تک ہوئی میری معراج قدسی زمین تک ہوئی ہو اسی جائے اقدس میں میرا قیام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام.
Your miraj took place even above the seven heavens, above Sidratul Muntaha, above the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you had your meeting with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And my miraj is that I came to this Mubarak Zameen. The land which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose for your resting place. Out of all the pieces of land in the world, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that piece of ground was chosen for his resting place forever and ever. What kind of status that piece of ground must have got. Therefore, again, the Jannat, Riyazul Jannah, and all the other things that I discuss always in Naat Sharif. Think of these things, ponder over it, reflect over it, then we'll appreciate the ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with. Teri mehraj arsh bari tak hui, meri mehraj qudsi zami tak hui. O isi jaye aqdas mein mera qiyam. So therefore, may Allah, until I live, make it such that I am given the opportunity to remain in this Mubarak land. And when I pass away, I must pass away in this Mubarak land. Alayka salatu wa alayka salam.
Aaj dar pe tere hai sadaye habib. روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
It is only right that first we should mention the name of the one who has composed the beautiful Naat Sharif, and now as a dua we can ask include our needs.
آج در پہ تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. آج در پہ تیرے ہے صدائے یونس روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام. یا نبی اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he's saying at the روز مبارک, روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy because of what we have done in this world. Ya Nabi Allah, don't ignore us. Don't reject us. Make shafaat on our behalf. Intercede on our behalf to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Seek forgiveness on our behalf from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. O ata daste rahmat se kawthar ka jam. And from your Mubarak hands, from your beautiful Mubarak hands, hands full of barakat, full of noor, full of blessings, give us a small vessel of jam-e kawthar, so that after drinking that, we will not feel thirsty again on the day of mahshar, on the day of qiyamah. Aaj dar pe tere hai sada-e habib روزِ محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب ہو عطا دستِ رحمت سے کوثر کا جام ہو عطا دستِ رحمت سے کوثر کا جام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir wirde zubaan mere la la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah.
ilaha illallah. La 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 ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں ہے میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد الرسول اللہ یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai. پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
Kya nazar na mujh par dali jayegi, kya nazar na mujh par dali jayegi, kya meri faryad khali jayegi, kya nazar na mujh par dali jayegi, kya meri faryad khali jayegi, apne milne ka pata koi nishan, بتا دے تو رب جہاں. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا من لا تضره الذنوب ولا تنقصه المغفرة فاغفر لنا ما لا يضرك وهب لنا ما لا ينقصك يا رجاء المؤمنين لا تقطع رجاءنا يا رجاء المؤمنين لا تقطع رجاءنا يا غياث المؤمنين أغثنا يا معين المؤمنين أعنا يا محب التوابين تب علينا تب علينا يا بلال الله يا رحيم الله يا كريم الله most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. How loving you are, how caring you are, how tolerant, how merciful you are. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have sent the gale force winds against us. You could have drowned us in flood waters. My beloved Allah, the kind of sins that we commit in this world. Nations of the past were destroyed totally, totally. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. You haven't snatched away our sight, our hearing, our speech. You have kept our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Yet, my beloved Allah, our engagement in drugs and drink and wine and women, in fornication, in adultery, in watching porn sites on the internet, in speaking lies, in gambling, we break almost every rule and every law. Yet, my beloved Allah, you gave us another opportunity to raise our begging bowls before you and seek forgiveness. Which Allah would have given us this kind of opportunities? He would have destroyed us the very moment that we committed sins. He would have seized us there and there. But my beloved Allah, you are Allah, our one and only Allah. There is none like you, my beloved Allah. Hey, mere pyare Allah. You are Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Har ghadi dene ko tu tayyar hai aur jo na mange usse tu bezaar hai. If we don't seek from you become angry, you become annoyed. The more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. For our sins cause you no harm, my beloved Allah. The sins of the entire mankind and jinn kind will cause you no harm. We cause ourselves harm, my beloved Allah. And if you have to forgive us in your ocean of forgiveness, there will be no reduction even to the extent of one drop from an ocean. Ya Rabbi Kareem, therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Bande magar tere hai, bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in home, amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah, of all spiritual diseases. Clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya, to your friends, to your walis. Give us purified hearts, Allah. Hearts that are overfilled with your love and the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salam. Aapke ishq aur muhabbat mein dooba hua dil. Aapke ishq aur muhabbat ke samandar ke andar dooba hua dil. The heart, my beloved Allah, that is drowning deep down in the ocean of your love and the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the ihsan and favors upon us is so much, my Allah. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko sari ummat ki taraf se jazai khair ata. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hum kamzor hain. We haven't appreciated His sacrifices for the Ummah. We haven't understood, my beloved Allah, His azmat and His greatness. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hume apni marifat naseeb farma. Bless us with Your marifat and yaqeen and muhabbat. Bless us with Your itaat and obedience. Fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the itaat. Ey Rabbi Kareem, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make the umrahs maqbool and maghroor. Ey Rabbi Kareem, sare alam ke andar jo pareshaniya, throughout the world, the hardships, the difficulties, the problems, the tribulations, the disasters that mankind is facing. Ey Rabbi Kareem, apne fazl o karam se usko dur farma. Remove the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Ey Rabbi Kareem, wherever it may be, whether it is in Japan, or whether it is in the Middle East, or wherever it may be. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Create the conditions for the liberation of Jerusalem, my beloved Allah. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamare hal par raham farma. It is our sins, my Allah, that is causing problems around the world. Forgive us and remove the pain and suffering of the people around the world. My beloved Allah, hum kamzor hai, kamzor hai. Tere saamne bikhari ban kar haath phailaye. We have extended our hands like beggars, my Allah. We have extended it before You. You are watching everything. This very moment, my beloved Allah, You are watching us. You are watching us. You are watching our hearts. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. The tears of regret and remorse and shame that we are shedding over our sins and our weaknesses and our shortcomings, my beloved Allah, You are watching. There is no question of slumber and sleep for You, my Allah. This very moment You are watching the entire universe and all the worlds. Ab to raham farma le. Open Your doors of maghfirat and forgiveness and rahmat and mercy. Hame apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, our home, our life and time. Fill our homes with barakat, fill our lives with barakat. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, protect us from all the fitnas and fasad and mischief and corruption that is around the globe. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, watching some haram. Or any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Medina Tayyiba. Salamati deen aur iman ke saath Medina Sharif mein shahadat ke maut naseeb farma. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that You are pleased with us. Safeguard us from stealing, from adultery, from fornication, from gambling, from drinking, from popping drugs in our mouths, or taking other intoxicants. Hame apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. Ya Allah, You are well aware of the good wishes and desires and aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before You this fall of the night. with your fazal, kindness and ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazal, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering and hardship. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Hone wale ijtema ko kamiyab farma. Ay Rabbe Kareem, rash talim tabligh ko qabool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ko qabool farma. Accept all the anjumans of deen, all workers of deen, ikhlas in all actions. Rabbana, تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله